Okay, we're picking up with the Gemara, four lines from the bottom of the Dalet Amud Beis, towards Amar Bi Yochanan. Just to remind ourselves, the Sugya has to question Rav Acha based on the Brace. Rav Acha taught us that when there was many Korbanos Musaf that were brought on a different set of the shofros of the chatzosos were needed to blow, driven trumpets needed to be blown for each korban. So then we're asked the Kasha on this because it seems to be Docha that you only bring one for when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos. And then the Gemara says that it's docha, that what happens is docha lekadim, that Rosh Chodesh comes before Shabbos. And we're asking, wait a second, that when you have Tadir Vesheinu, Tadir Kodam, that the mitzvah which is more frequent, you should have the one of Shabbos come first. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Leda Shukba Rosh Chodesh Bezmano, that the case of the Shir Shal Yom of Rosh Chodesh was given a precedence over that of Shabbos because it wanted to make sure to advertise as much as possible that the Beis Din had declared that Rosh Chodesh, and therefore the Levim would say the Rosh Chodesh Shir Shal Yom before that of Shabbos. The Gemara says, "V'ha'ya kerav dinan." But wait a second. We already have. Why do you have to establish that Rosh Chodesh has been declared? We already have another heker. The Gemara asks, "Ha'ya kerav chrinav dinan." But we have another one, as the Gemara says, the Sanya or the Stan. Really, the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us. The Mishnah is in Shkalim. The Mishnah tells us, "Chelve tamid shel shachar." That Rashi points out, "Chelve is like who had in the chole v'rev." All the veira ula kare chelva. That really we're talking over here is all the limbs of the tamid that are going to be brought nitan mechatzi kevesh ulemata b'mizrach. They're placed in the lower half of the mizbeach, of the ramp of the mizbeach on the eastern side, and they were brought in that over there. Bal shemusafin nitan mechatzi kevesh ulemata b'marav. And those in the musaf were placed on the lower half of the ramp on the western side. Why would they do this? Rashi points out they would do this in order to make sure that the tamid would not be confused with the korban musaf, because if that would happen, then the evarim, the limbs of the musaf, would be brought before the limbs of tamid shel shachar, and that's against the din, right? That's the halacha, is that you have to bring the korban tamid shel shachar before the korban tamid shel musaf, which has halacha nafkaminas. Also, if a person is late and they're up to musaf already, the chori should still daven shachars first, because you're not supposed to daven musaf. If b'diavad you daven musaf, then I believe that you are allowed to daven shachars afterwards. It's only a mitzvah to do it for the same parallel after the korban. It's not ma'akev, but it's usher to do that lechatchila. So that's why they would divide the musaf, the limbs of the korban musaf and the korban shel shachar. And the Gemara continues, v'shel Rosh Chodesh nitanim tachas karkov mizbeach ulemata. And the offerings of the Rosh Chodesh, they were placed on the ramp below the karkov, which is the sove, Rashi points out, is the sove over here, of the mizbeach. The limbs of the musaf, they were placed on the upper half of the ramp, but they were below the sove. And the upper half of the ramp below the soviv. Now turning on to the next amud. V'amar b'yochanan leida shuk b'rosh chodesh mano. Why would they do this? They would put the musaf's parts there specifically to show everybody, to publicize the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh. So clearly, from the fact that they used to put the limbs over there, everyone would realize that you have a Rosh Chodesh. You don't need that the song to establish that it was the Shir Shal Yom of the Rosh Chodesh to establish that it was Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara points out, no, Shreya Kerav Dinan, that we really do two different, we show with two different ways that it was Rosh Chodesh was declared, the Chazi Hai and Chazi Bahai Chazi, to show that it was Rosh Chodesh has been declared properly. Well, the ones who saw the other one saw this one, the ones who saw that one saw that one, so therefore we declare it that. That Lalacha the Ramah uses, I think this is the source for the Ramah, maybe potentially one of the Rahas for the Ramah. The Ramah says, what do you say the psukim for Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Chodesh? Do you say the psukim for Rosh Chodesh in Korbanos when it's Rosh Chodesh? Do you say Korbanos? Do you say the other psukim Rosh Chodesh? So the Beis Yosef says you already have a heker. You have the heker from the leaning. You'll know from the leaning. Everyone's going to know that it's Rosh Chodesh. You don't need to do it. So Ramah says no. You also should do it in the Korbanos as well before Davin. We talk about in the Korbanos, Yizim Mekoman, right before Yizim Mekoman. Just like we have the Korban Tavon Shel Shachar every day and the Ketores. Afterwards, the Ramah has that you should say the din of the Korbanos of Rosh Chodesh, and that's Ashkenazim follow. The Beis Yosef says you don't need to, and I think Dafka maybe not to, not Dafka not to, but that you don't need to, as opposed to the Ramah says that you should. So Lechora, this is a nice ride for the Ramah that we try a keratin, and so you're allowed to, just because we have it in laning, it's a still nice thing to have another hacker in the Korbanos before davening. Now the Gemara asks Meisive, we have a question from the Braisa. The Braisa tells us, this again is a question of Acha, that when you had the Musaf, each one would require its own set of the chatzotzes, of the trumpet blasts for its own Shir Shal Yom. The Tanya Rav Bar Shmuel, Yechol Kshem Shetoken Al Shalom Shabbos B'nei Atzmo, Ve'Rosh Chodesh B'nei Atzmo, Kach Yitoken Al Shalom Musaf B'Musaf. I would have thought that you would blow, just like for Shabbos alone, and normally Shabbos you blow the Chatzotos, and you blow the blasts, and you blow them for Rosh Chodesh, each one individually. I would have thought, Kach Yitoken Al Shalom Musaf B'Musaf, I would have thought that each individual Musaf, you should also, when they fall together, you should blow for each one separately. Talmud Lomar V'Rosh Eichad Sheichem. The Torah tells you, therefore, in the beginning of your months, to indicate that you should only blow one. The Gemara is going going to ask in a moment how to what was this drasha, but we see beferish. So the Brisa says that's what I would have thought. The havamin is like ravacha, but the Gemara says the maskana based on the pasuk, the drasha is you don't bring both. You don't do two sets of the chatzotos. So the Gemara points out tiyuf the Rabbi Acha, tiyuf there's a beferish of Brisa against ravacha. And the Gemara says you're right. It's a double knockout on Rabbi Acha. So we end up rejecting ravacha. We don't assume that they would blow two sets of chatzotos. We don't assume that they would blow two sets of the blasts in the Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara says, now going back to before, we said the drasha came out that you should only blow one from over Roshei Chachechem. How did that imply that you should only blow one set as opposed to two sets of the trumpet blast in the Beis Hamikdash? What was my Talmudah? How do you derive this? The Gemara says, Amar Abaye Amar Kra, Abaye says based on the pasuk of Roshei Chachechem, Hukshu Kol Chachechem Kulam. It says Uvar Roshei Chachechem, the beginning of your months, which is telling us that all of the months are similar to each other, so that when the number of blunts is blown on each Rosh Chodesh, regardless of whether it falls on a Shabbos or not, that's the drasha. Uvar Roshei Chachechem is teaching you each one is going to be the same. You don't have more trumpet blasts with this one as opposed to the other one, which seemingly is indicating that even if it falls on Shabbos or Rosh Hashanah, you would have the same amount. So based whether it's Rosh Hashanah or whether it's Shabbos, in both instances, you would not blow the shofar, you not blow the chatzotos twice in the Beis Hamikdash. Where it says, Ravashi says no, that the drasha in the Braisa is based on the following. It says Chochechem, which is your month, which is written in the Lashon of Yachid, which is singular. Uchsiv Uveroshe. On the other hand, it says Uveroshe, which is in plural, the beginnings, plural, the beginnings, not the beginning. So therefore, it's plural. So the Gemara says, Ezech Chodesh Yesh Lashnei Roshim. So which month has two beginnings? Rosh Chodesh is a double Lashon. Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh. It's the beginning of the new month, the beginning of the new year. And the Torah tells you your month in the singular. So what are we deriving from here? We're telling you that if it is your month in the singular, chadhi, that it's going to be treated as one, and therefore when it comes to the blowing the trumpets, you only have one set blown, and even though there's two korbanos for Rosh Hashanah and for Rosh Chodesh, still, you don't blow the chatzotos twice, you only blow it once. That's where the lashon of the brisa is coming from. Now the Gemara says, V'o Tanya, we have another brisa which also is beferish against Rav Acha. We're not done with him. We want to give him a double tiyufta, we're bringing another brisa that's against him, but he doesn't get a break. What Tehillim did they say on the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos with the Korban Musaf? And Rashi points out that on the Chag they would say the Tamid would be said with another Kapitel Tehillim by the Musaf as well. So the Gemara says, so on the first day of Yom Rim Havu Lashem Bnei Elim. The first one, Havel Hashem Bnei Elim, the Hashem, the sons of the powerful, it's referring to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, the honor and your might. And Rashi points out that this makes sense for the first day of Chol HaMoed, because the first day, this has a lashon over here a few different times with regards to the, it has Simchas Bishweva references, covered with Oz, Mizra Kol Hashem Alamayim, and that's referring to the Nisuch HaMayim, so that's why it makes sense to read that one on the first day. But Sheni Mamre, the second day, what would they say? Ularash Amar Elokim. The Rasha said, God, what is the purpose you're mentioning, right, the Hamshech of the Pasuk? The Rasha Amar Elokim, Malach HaLasapach HaKav V'tisar Bris Yalai Picha. What are you remembering, the decrees bearing the Bris upon your lips? And this reference, Rashi says, is telling us that there's no point of coming here if you don't do tshuva. So therefore, it also says, Rashi points out, it also says that you should bring Kadosh Baruch Hu, you should say thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Sukkos, you're supposed to bring your karbanos, the karbanos that you promised to bring, right? That's a Baal Ta'acher is lashon by, if you don't bring it by the Moadim, then you're going to be over Baal Ta'acher, so you want to bring your karbanos to thank Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we said the second one, lashon Elokim. But Shlishi Mayom, on the third day, Miyakum Li Im Mireim. Who is going to be Tzadik Dalet, Kapitel Tzadik Dalet, who's going to come up against people who are Rishayim. And Rashi points out over here also, Miyakum Reim is Al Tzaros and Shem Hashem and Bayesh Sheni. They had a lot of Tzaros and Bayesh Sheni. They were Tachas Malchei Pras, Malchei Yavon, Malchei Romi, they were under the Persians, they were under the Greeks, they were under the Romans, and still, Im Nemezechazim Malakum, Salam, Miyakum, Lanu Latzilinam, and Ramayel. Rashi is interpreting that it's Miyakum Reim who's going to come against the people who are evil, all these the Pras, and the Persians, and the Greeks, and the Romans, everybody's going to come against us. Still, we still come before you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yishah Shuklam Afra to attain it, even though we have the Tzaros, Einu Level Rishtashem, but it's Chumecha, we still come to the Beis HaBikdash. Baruch Hashem, we see that throughout the doors, no matter how hard it gets, Baruch Hashem, people of Klal Yisrael still celebrating, still being able to continue. And the Gemara says, Barvi Mai Omrim, what would they say on the fourth day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, Binu Beorim Bam. Understand the fools amongst Klal Yisrael. This is a time of harvesting. And the Torah is telling us you have to give the matanas to the aniyim. We know, right? The like of shechapeya, all the different matanas for aniyim. And so as the time is starting to come towards the end, it's interesting when we said the last day, but the Lameisa, still everyone's going to go home, and still we still assume that a person, Akash Baruch Hu, sees everything, and you still want to make sure to give your tzedakah to the poor people. Bachamishi, Maya Omrin, what would they say on the fifth day? Hasirosi Misevel Shichmo. The pasuk about that the in Kapitel Pei Aleph, that telling the people that they have to, based on the Hamshech we just before, about giving the tzedakah, if you do merit it, I'm going to, as the Pesukim continue, this is a Lashon of Nechama, it's going to give us consolation, that if you do all this, I'm going to answer you, and then this also specifically answers water, that we know we're judged for water on this man of Sukkot, Nidon Alachag, so that's why this reference, it comes up nicely. Bashishi Me'omi, what does it say on the sixth day? Yamutu Kol Mostei Aretz, as the pasuk says, that at the foundations of the earth are going to shake. So what's this reference over here? They're talking again also with regards to giving to the poor. And the Gemara is telling us that it's giving, this specifically is leket, and therefore you have people are not going to realize that you didn't give it, but still, you have to make sure to give your gifts to the poor. That if the Shabbos falls out on any one of these days, then the last kapitel Tehillim would then be set aside. And it is a Chol HaMoed on Shabbos, then they would continue not from, they wouldn't skip that day, they'd rather go, so if, let's say day 4 fell on Shabbos, so they would not say day 4 because they would keep the Shir Shalom of Shabbos, so they would say day 4 the next day. It would be the next, really, day 5 of Sukkot, but day 4 overall of the Kapitel Tehillim, and then they would leave out the 7th one, and they would not say that on that year. And now the Gemara says, "Rosafrach manale b'simane humbi." Rosafrach gave a mnemonic to remember it. He said, "Lashon of humbi, hey vav mem beis yud," and that's lashon of havel Hashem neilam. That's the hey, the vav of the rosh amar lekim. The mem is miyakum lemerim. The beis is bina bam bam. The hey is hasirosi mishav avtichor, and the yud is yamutu kol moste. All the foundations are going to shake. That is the capital tale of the mnemonic. Papa Manach was Simana Humbi. Right, he had a different mnemonic, and he said he would be Machlif the Hasirosi Labinu Barim Bam. They would leave those, he would switch those two around, and he would still have the same. Simana Harad, remember who had which mnemonic, is Ampumba de Sifri. That Apumba, Rashi points out, Apumba de Sifri is that you'll have a lot of people together when they're going in an area where the Melamde Tinokos were. And we're saying Lashon over here is that the one whose name is Safra, that he is the one who says Simon is Humbi. His Lashon Apumba is Lashon of Humbi, and he is the teacher over here, his Lashon is Safra, to remember it. So now the Gemara just goes out. Okay, wait a second. Lachora, this also though is clear that at the end of the day, that we had, if they would have a separate amount of the tekiyos, of the different blasts, and a separate shishayom, then clearly, then why weren't they able to say both? We're seemingly replacing them. So the Gemara says, you're right, this is another anachal, another double nakar. We had two braces now, beferish again, so b'achar b'chanina. The Gemara says, v'har b'achar b'chanina, kra umasnisa. Wait a second, let's go back for a second. We said on the Dalad, on yesterday's daf, we told us Rabbi Achar b'chanina learned it out from Ibn Aaron Okonim, which was based on the pasuk and the brisa, which told us that it references the fact that that you should increase the number of musaf korbanos. You would also be able to say the extra blowing in the Beis Hamikdash. So how are we going to answer that? No, not to tell you that they would blow more blasts, they would have more tekiyos. Rather, it just means that they would lengthen it. That the brisa is teaching you that when you had, let's say, the korban of Rosh Chodesh and on Shabbos, so they would have to. They would have to blow more in the Beis Hamikdash. They would have to draw it out more until both had then finished. Until they poured both the wine libations and then poured. That's how they would finish it at the same time. So they'd have to be marachin. And Rabbanan the Kesari Mishmed Rabbi Acha. Rabbanan the Kesari. They say the name of Rabbi Acha. Or this is different Rabbi Acha, because Rabbi Acha Bachanina was just the one who said that they should blow an extra amount. Lachor, this is different Rabbi Acha. Lamar Shemar Be Soak In. The Beis is teaching us that no, they would increase not just the length, but they would increase the amount of people blowing the trumpets, and that's what the drasha based on the psukim were. Okay, now where the Gemara is going to get into a different topic over here. Then where it says va'anan the islay, seemingly about the shisha yom, but it's similar to that a little bit. Va'anan the islay trei yomei hecha avdina. We know that in Bavel, so we have 2 days of yomtiv. So how are we supposed to do with regards to? Not with the Shir Shayom Matzah Beis Hamikdash, but regards to the Korban Musaf in davening. We know that we keep Yom Tov Sheni Shagalios because we're not sure. Now Nechanami is a little plug. We still have to keep the halacha of Minag Avasinu Vedeno. We already have to keep the Minag to keep 2 days in Chutz La'aretz. That's the Minag that we have to keep. So the question is that what Korban and Musaf do you say? So let's say, like, on day one, where it's Yantiv, that's fine. Day two now. Day two, we're keeping Yantiv. So if I'm supposed to say that day two Korban, which is a day two Korban fundamentally of Chol HaMoed, that's like a zilzal for the Yantiv. I'm keeping Yantiv. I'm going to be mezalzel on the Yantiv if I read the Korban of Chol HaMoed. So therefore, on day two, I do not say anything to do with Chol HaMoed, and I just say the day one Korban again in Chutzart. So the question is now, what do you do on day three though? Because day three now, they don't have the issue of being mezalzel in Yantiv anymore. It's still Chol HaMoed, but what do I read? So that's the Gemara is asking. That's the same thing. So what do I read over there? So the Gemara says, "Amar Bai Amar Sheni Yidcha." Bai says, "Just take out the second one, day two. For the second one, you can't say it because of the fact that we just mentioned that it's a zilzal for Yomtiv, and therefore, since I don't say it on day two, I just get rid of it. So day three, we'll follow Eretz Yisrael. So according to Bai, day one and two, I say day one, I skip day two, and then day three, we follow Eretz Yisrael. We follow that you would start the Korban of the Yom. We'll say day three. However, Rav Amar Shvi Yidcha. Rav says that you should the seventh." One that you should day two you continue. Yeah, we still day two, meaning day three will be day two for us. Day four will be day three, etc. Chesel to get day seven will be day six. So what happens to day seven? You know, say the korban for day seven, says Rava. We're one day behind in all the korbanas. We just go in order, and we, because of the Kumta of Shini, which repeated twice, we're not going to get to day seven. And why can't you say day seven on Shemini Atzeres? For the same reason that we didn't want to say the korban of Kol HaMoed on the Yantiv that we're keeping Yantiv Shini, because Shemini Atzeres is a zilzal in Shemini Atzeres to then have to say the Yantiv the nusach of Shvi of Hoshana Rabbah on Shmini Atzeres. So the Gemara says, Tanek Avasi the Rava of a Breisa, which is supporting Rava, Im Chal Shabbos Lios Beechad Yimutu Yidcha, that if Shabbos falls on any one of these days, so we leave out the seventh one. So just in that case, when the Shir Shayom is the days of Chol HaMoed is going to be replace the last day, you just leave out the last day one. So too, the guards to the Kriyas HaTorah, so the same thing, and also for the Korban Musaf, that is going to be the same halacha. So the Gemara says, Iskin Amemar bin Arda de Medalge de Luya. Amemar said differently. Amemar said that each day we say it the day before as well. So except for day one. Day one, we don't have Mazal Ziyantiv. From day two, meaning day one and two. And then day three, though, we'll say both day two and day three. So we'll be able to say both. And therefore, we'll be able to get the one of Sveika de Yoma, and we'll get the day afterwards. And that is obviously our practice also. Rashi says it's not just our practice for how we daven Musaf, but that's the practice also for how we lain on Chol HaMoed. How do you lain on Chol HaMoed? So in Eretz Yisrael, it's strange. Mom, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, until you come to Eretz Yisrael, I didn't even realize this existed. But you don't think about it. When someone grows up in Chutzar, you don't think that that's like everybody. That's the Eretz Yisrael, the way it's supposed to be without Yom Sheni. So what do they do? On day three, the same guy just lains the same thing over. Four different times for four different aliyahs. However, Rashi points out that the first three aliyahs are really just to get to the four aliyahs. So the fourth one is really kavod achag. So what do? Is Rashi points out is that you have the first. So you would have the first two people. The first two aliyahs would be let's say the first day of Chol HaMoed. So the first person is going to read the psukim for day two. The second person is going to read the psukim for day three. The third person, it's interesting, he reads the next day, even though it's clearly not that day. He reads the next day one, because again, it's just to get to the three aliyahs. It doesn't really matter what is content of what they're laning. Obviously, be related something to sukkahs, but he doesn't have to. So he'll say again. So it's really day three overall. But for us, it's Sveika D'Yoma, maybe day two. So we'll read day two, day three, and then for the fourth aliyah, though, we go back and we lane the fourth and third and fourth day. To go back, and we go back to the second and third day. We're talking about day three. So you go back and read the second and third day. That's what you would do, and that's the practice that Ashkenazim follow. That's how we follow, that's how we lean in Chutzlars. Again, so that's all based on over here, the Gemara of Iskin Amimar, Bernardo, the Medalge de Luge. Turning on to the next number here, it's important just to mention a little bit of Hakdama into the Mishnah, is that we know that Moshe Rabbeinu had originally the Mishmaros divided into eight. The Gemara in Tanis tells us this. And he had right from the Mishpacha of Elazar was four, and the Mishpacha of Yisrael was also four. That ended up being extended by David HaMelech and Shmuel. They did it into 24 watches, and those watches ended up being what we have Ad Bizman Hazeh. And Divrei Yomim discusses the names and how they worked out. So that everybody would divide, you just continue. You'd go from all the watches, you'd just go on a 24-week cycle. Every 24 weeks, they would have somebody, they would go back, and each one would get 1 week, they would serve for 1 week. And then after 24 weeks, then they would go back to the first family's mishpacha. They would be the ones who took over and go back, etc. So now, that was all during the year. However, on the Shalosh Regalim, everybody shared in the karbanos that were shayach to the Shalosh Regalim. so that they belong to all the Kohanim. So now our Mishnah is going to be discussing dividing the Korbanos. So just with the Korbanos on Sukkot, you had, let's say day one was, you'd have 13 Parim, 13 bulls, you would have the Shtei Elim, you'd have the two rams, then you would have Arba'aseh Kvasim, you'd have 14 Kvasim. Those were all Olos, and you would have the Sirizim Lechatas, right? The Sirizim was the goat for a Chatas. So those Parim, each day would go down. Each day they'd go down by one, however, the amount of the everything else, the Elim, the Kvasim, the Sirizim, those would all remain the same. You'd have two Elim every day, you would have the 14 Kvasim every day, and you would have the Sirizim Lechatas every day. It would be the same, just the Parim would go down. So how do you divide those? So the Mishnah tells us, Yom Tov Rishon Shalchat. On the first day of Sukkot, Hayusham Shlosha Asar Parim Elim Shnayim V'Sirei Echad. So we just mentioned, it was 13 bulls, two rams, and one goat. Each one of the 16 animals was offered by a different, each one of the different watches. So you have 16 watches were covered by these 16 korbanos. Now, Nishtarishama Arba Asar Kvasim Lishmona Mishmaros. There still had 14 lambs, for now 8 more watches. So how did they divide those? By Yom Rishon, on the first day, Shisha Makrim Shnayim Shayim. So 6 of the 8 watches would offer 2 each. Vashar, echad, echad, and the rest, the remaining 2 watches would be able to offer 1. But Shinis, what did you do on the second day? Because it was one less parna, you had one less bull. So 9 watches were remaining to share the 14 different kivasim. So then, chamisha makrivin shnayim shayim. 5 watches were offered 2 each. Vashar, echad, echad. And then, the rest of them would be 1 each. But Shlishi on the third day, where the number of parim was again reduced by 1, so that 10 remained to share the 14 different kivasim. Arba makrivin shnayim shamin. So then only 4 would be offering 2 of them each. Vashar echad echad, each one would be 1. Barvi on the fourth day. So then what happens on the fourth day? So then there was you would have 11 to be able to share the remainder kivasim. Shlosha makrivin shnayim shamin. So 3 of them would each offer 2. Vashar echad echad, each one would then offer 1 each. Bachamishi on the fifth day, you would now have 12 to share. Right, yeah. In the fifth day, you'd have 12 to share in the kvasim shnayim makrivin shnayim shayim. So then you would have 2, you makriv 2 each to get to 10. Vashar echad echad, each one would offer only 1. Bashishi in the sixth day, which again now there's 13. So then what do you do? Echad makriv shnayim. So 1 would offer 2. Vashar echad echad, and the rest would each offer 1. Vashvi bash on the seventh day. So now you had 14 were able to share in the kvasim kulan shavim. Everyone would offer only 1. Bashmini on the eighth day. On the eighth day, so Shmini Atzeres. So then Shmini Atzeres is going to have only 1 par, 1 ayil, and it had a sirizim, and it had 7 kivasim. So now, what would they do on Shmini Atzeres? Chazru l'payis kaver galim. So they would go back to have a lottery to figure out who would be determining who to get that. Because we pointed out, everybody shared on these korbanos of the regalim, the shalosh regalim, equally. The Mishnah is telling us, you go back and you cast, you have a lottery to figure it out. So the Gemara says, Amru Misha Ikriv Parim Ayom. They would say, whoever brought the bulls today, Lo Yakriv Lemachor, not bring them tomorrow. The Kohanim would not allow anyone to offer the bulls on consecutive days. Lechora, maybe that's because they were very valuable. They would have the hides of them were the most valuable, so maybe that's why they would say them to divide them equally. Elechozer and Chalila would take turns in the rotation with regards to that. Rashi quotes in Divrei Yamim, it's very explicit actually how exactly it happened. On the first day, you would have the Shloshes Aparim, that would be the watches 1 through 13. Everyone has their names over there of the watches. Then on the second day, you would have 12 of the parim, so that would be 14 through 24, and then watch 1 again, reverting over. Then the third day was 11, so then it would be watch 2 through 12. The fourth day was 10, it would be 13 through 22. The 15th, you had 9 parim, then it would be 23 and 24, then 1 through 7. The sixth day was 8 parim, so you'd have watch 8 through 15. The seventh day was 7 bulls, you would have watch is 16 through 22, and Rashi quotes this. So now, based on this, though, so then, so the first 22 watches, basically, they had a chance to the course of the 7 days to bring 3 different parim, while each of the last 2 only offered 2. So therefore, maybe you should argue that when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, the parim should only be offered by the ones who missed out on the first day, 7 days of Sukkot. That's going to be a machlokas tanan. So now let's see the Gemara. Now, the Gemara says, I think we're ready to see the Gemara. The Gemara says, Nema masnisin rebi hivilora banan. Should we assume that with regards to the Mishnah seems to indicate, the Mishnah said that on Shmini Atzeres, they go back to bringing the lottery. The Gemara seems to assume that would be every, all one of the 24 watches would be bringing the lottery, and not not just the two families. I mentioned again, only two families, the 23 and 24, they missed out on the two parim. So maybe it should only be between them two. Our Mishnah seems to indicate everybody would be included in the lottery for the parim again on Shmini Ateres. So the Gemara, that's why the Gemara is asking, maybe Masnisin Rabbanan, Rebbe Yevil Rabbanan. As we learned, Desanu learned in the Braisa, Parabab Shmini Batzchila Mafisin Alav. In regards to the bull that's brought on the eighth day, they would have the new lots to make sure to see who got it. All 24 watches would be entitled to these new, to see if they were going to get it. They're very happy. That's the opinion of Rabbi. They disagree. Echad Mishnei Mishmaras to Lo Shilshu B'Parim Oso. One of the two watches which does not have a third turn to offer the power on Sukkot would offer it. So our Mishnah, again, seems to indicate like Rabbi. So the Gemara says, Afilu Tamer Rabbanan. No, our Mishnah could even line up with Rabbanan. So what does it mean? When it said that you draw lots and you're making a lottery, who is the lottery between? Our Mishnah doesn't tell us. So it could be that the lottery is only between families 23 and 24, and that's what the Mishnah is telling us. It should be between families 23 and 24. The verse says, "Now, come on, Azla, Hadassana." What do we learn in the Braisa, which says, "Kol haMishmaros Shonos uMishalshos," that all 24 watches have a second and third turn to offer the parim on Sukkos. Chutz Mishnei Mishmaros Shonos uMishalshos, except for the last two watches, only have a second turn, but they don't get a chance to have a third. So the verse suggests this is also, this Braisa seems to indicate, Nimer Rebbe Vilar Rabbanan. This is only Rebbe, not Rabbanan. According to Rabbanan, the last two watches did. One of them at least would have a chance to receive the three parim, just like the first 22 watches. The Gemara says, "Afilu Tamer Rabbanan." So you could assume that the Braisa is also following the opinion of the Rabbanan. My lo shilshu. What does the Braisa mean when it says they didn't have a chance to the third turn? But Pari Achag, it's talking about the bringing the Pari Achag, the bowls of actually Sukkot itself. They were only able to be mashlim. When did we mention the lottery is happening? On Shmini Atzeres. So on Shmini Atzeres, yes, you're right. They'd be mashlim, they'd get the third bowl, they would get the third par on Shmini Atzeres, but that is not reference to, here's not Shmini Atzeres. We're talking about Sukkot, so yeah, that's what it meant in the Braisa. So we're asked now, my kamash blan. So then if that's the case, what is the chiddush of the Braisa? We could figure out that there would be two watches not getting a third turn on the first 7 days of Sukkot. And where it says, "Kamash Milan, Misha Hikrit Par Mayom Lo Yakir L'Machar." Whoever brought the bowls today should not bring them tomorrow. Ela Chozim Chalei, as we mentioned, you do in a rotation. They would not allow them to do 2 days in a row. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Elazar, almost all the time, when we have that all the time, a lot, we'll have a gears change between Elazar and Eliezer. Rabbi Elazar, maybe, Hanashivim Parm Kenegan, it's a pretty famous Gemara. Why do we have the 70 bulls on Sukkot? So the Gemara says, "Can I get Shivim Umas for the 70 nations of the world?" And Rashi points out that at the end of the day, there's kapara for them, that the rain should fall in there also, and it's a judgment for rain. That's what they get. Pari Yechidi Lama. So the wine shmir says we only bring one bowl. This is also pretty famous. Keneged Uma Yechida. It's like that. It's like the Keneged, the special nation is called Israel, that we're alone. Mashal Malach Blas Avadam. We have a comparison, a parable to a king that Shneamar Levada. He told his servants, "Asuli Suda Gadola, make for me a very big feast, Leom Acharon, the final day." He said, "Amar lo avo, asa the suda ketana, I only want a small meal, kadesha anem imenat." So what does a small mean? Lefar, small means the amount of people. That usually a big meal, right? You have thousands of people there, okay? It's a great suda, big suda, but still, what's more chashatim is when he just invites his close friends. That's always a, you know, like a very intimate dinner with his family and his friends. That's all, oftentimes that's the most enjoyable meal for a person. So that's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying. They only want the part, the last one of Shmini Atzeres is only with Kal Yisrael. Amar Biyochanan Oylam Oivde Kochavim says, "Woe is to the people who are over in Kochavim, the idolaters. They lost. They don't even realize what they lose. Like, at least we daven all the time for the Beis Hamikdash. We cry over the Beis Hamikdash. We recognize what we lost. Hopefully, however, the Goyim is much of it. It's like Akaya Mechaper. We just mentioned that when they had the Beis Hamikdash, they would be able to. We would have the Kapara with the Mayim, right? They would bring the 70 Parim Keneged the Keneged Umas Olam that they should have a Kapara also. V'achshav Mi Mikaper Alem. Who is going to be atoning for the Goyim? Nobody. The Beis Hamikdash is not Kaim. Now the Mishnah continues. We have next Mishnah. Mishpashosha Brakim Vashana, there's 3 pairs a year, the Shalosh Regalim. Hayu Kol Mishpara Shav, as we mentioned, they're all Ikra Be'imurim Regalim, all of the Imurim on the Karbanos Imurim. Usually Imurim means the fats and limbs which are offered on the Mizbech. The Chor, that's going to be problematic. I was going to point that out in a moment. That, what do you mean? Fats and limbs are offered on the Mizbech. They're not sharing equally in that. They're sharing equally the things they're allowed to eat, all of the karbanos that are shayach to the yomtiv. So we'll get to that. V'chiluk lechem apanim. Here also, the lechem apanim, ba'atzeres, if Shabbos will fall out on Shabbos, or Shavuos rather, will fall out on Shabbos, which I think is impossible with our calendar. So then, even the lechem apanim also, they would divide as well. Omerlo, the kohen, who is in charge of giving out the karbanos, the food of the karbanos, so then he would give out the portions, he would say, "Hey lech matzah, this is for matzah. for lechem upon a melech matzah. This is also for the chametz, for the shtei lechem. And why would he say that? Because you're not allowed to take more than one portion for another. So you don't say to take like two sets of matzah or two sets of chametz instead, and then take zero of the other. You're not allowed to do that. Each portion has to be. Then where does that lechol b'nei Aaron tiyah? Then where Menachos, I think, yeah, where Menachos learns out that that should be an equal portion for everybody. And so then, so that's what he would do. He would make sure to say, Mishmarsh was mana, so that he should give out equal amount. Mishmarsh was mana kavua. So let's say it was the watch, again, we mentioned, there was 24 watches, everybody was serving the week of the Sukkot and Pesach, and then on Shavuos as well, they would all share the avodos, only of the avodos of the Chag. However, the Tamar Shal Shachar and Ben Arbaim, and the regular daily avodos of the Mikdash that were not relevant to the Yom Tiv, that was only done by the Mishmar that was there. So therefore, so the Mishnah is telling us that the one whose time it was to serve in the Beis Hamikdash, who makriv, they would bring up the korbanos that were not relevant to the chag. They would bring up the korban shachar and bayim. Tamina, they would bring the tamid shachar and bayim. The darim and davos, also voluntary offerings, even though many people brought them during the time specifically by the shalosh regalim. Still, the ones who they were lucky, the ones who were they would be entitled to the darim and davos, the offerings that people had made a vow to bring to the Beis Hamikdash. Ushar korbanos tibor and the remaining of the communal offerings, who makriv esakol, and they would offer all of the korbanos. So we're now asked, wait a second, Emurim or Regalim, we just pointed out that Emurim seem to imply that's the things that are brought up, Ashal Gavonin, the fats and limbs that are offered to Kosh Baruch Hu. How, and that's not given to the Kohanim, so what's going on over here in the lesson of the Mishnah, which says Emurim? So the Gemara says over here, we have the Emurim actually really is a different connotation than normal. Amar of Chista, Ma Sha'amar Baragalim. That which is said, Emurim, not lesson of Emurim, normally the fats and limbs that are offered on the Mizbeach, but rather, this is that which is brought out in the Korbanos of the Emurim is referenced over here, Emor, to say that which is said over and supposed to be bring into the Kohanim. Like they get the leg and the shalmei chagiga, the different things that were given to the kohen, that's what they were given out equally. Okay, but Ezra Shem will pick up with Tanur Rabbanan. You know, let's just get quickly Tanur Rabbanan to the v'chilak al-kapani. We'll get Tanur Rabbanan minayin l'shekol mishmorosh shavos beimur ha-galim. How do I know that all 24 actions are equal in the murim of the chagim? Talmudomar v'ak v'avas nava v'sheris. It says that you come with all desire of soul which he serves. This is teaching us that a kohen may offer whatever korban he wants on the week that he wants. Yalchol v'shem was gonna. I would have thought that this would be during the each watch would have equal rights, not just on the Yom Tovim. Talmud Lomar Me'achad Sharecha, only Lomar Te'ilah B'Shosha Kol Yisrael Nishar Sharecha. How do we know they divided only on when everybody's in one gate, which is the Yom Tovim, not on the Shalosh Regalim? Ever the rest of the year, that would not be the case. That during all times of Kohanim, they would be entitled. The specific Kohanim of that watch would be entitled to their Kobarn. Okay, Be'ezer Hashem Vekam. Tomorrow's daf, Echila Lakam Panim Ekasiyam. Be'ezer Hashem, very exciting. Tomorrow, the last daf, Be'ezer Hashem, of Maseches Sukkah.